So you played Gollum. That looks...
I did.
So it's... I'm curious, like... Yeah, well, we'll talk about it. I was going to ask him.
We will, yeah. And I don't think it's going to take too much time either, because, like, it didn't grab me. It almost reminded me of, like, those Plague games that we played
with
all the rats. Yeah. Like, stealth, but not as compelling.
Oh, okay.
It's stealth, but not as interesting, because he's Gollum. He doesn't fight, right? Like, he's a little scrawny thing, so like there's no like combat.
Yeah,
so but yeah, like I think, and I mean, maybe what this actually is, instead of a review of Gollum, it's maybe a conversation more about review scores.
Sure.
Which I mean, I don't know if we necessarily want to have, because we've had it a ton of times, but like I don't like review score numbers anyway. But like, how an outlet can give Tears of the Kingdom a perfect score and give Gollum a 2 just, like, blows my mind, because it's not that far apart. Like, Gollum has its issues, but so does Tears of the Kingdom, and, like, I just think numbers are so stupid.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't, and I know that, like, I've said that before, so I don't know if we want to, like, belabor the point, but, yeah, I think that, like, in this day and age, any outlet that's giving numbers just makes me like, and especially in this situation where they're like, Tears of the Kingdom is perfect, Gollum is garbage. It's like, it's not that like black and white. So like, it makes me think less of the outlet when I see reviews like this. And it's not reviews done by the same person, but they're published by the same outlet. There should be some like oversight and standardization if you're going to use numbers. Like, I much prefer systems that are like, well, kind of like what we do, where it's like, if you like this, you will like this. If you don't like this, don't get this game. Like, a little more nuanced than, like, it's a 2 out of 10. Like, how you even compare things across genres. Like, anyways, yeah, I think number review scores are stupid.
Yeah.
And I think less of outlets that use them. Even, like, a buy, rent, skip, sure. I think, is a better system than numbers.
There's a YouTuber who uses that. Like sort of a buy, rent, skip. Like, although I guess now it would be buy, subscription, skip.
Yeah.
Type situation. I think.
Yeah, you can't really rent as much anymore, but yeah.
No. And that's where I come from, is like, I think like, if it's a game I'm on the fence about, reviews are handy. Even aggregate reviews are handy to kind of get a sense of what quality the game is at. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I don't necessarily say, oh, if it's not all 10s, then I play it, and if it's all 2s, I don't play it. Like, it's more like, okay, am I interested in this game? Is it available on Game Pass? What's ease of access? Like, it comes down to a whole lot of things, you know. Mm-hmm. And but like, Tears of the Kingdom getting all 10s or something like that, to me is like, okay, this game is probably really good and probably has some issues, because what Nintendo game doesn't, or what game doesn't, for that matter?
Yeah, exactly. That's why, like, that's, I think, why 10s bother me so much, is it's not necessarily a knock against Tears of the Kingdom, but it's like, no game is perfect. And, like, some games, like Gollum, get totally ripped apart because they're buggy. And then, like, Tears of the Kingdom, people post bugs, and it's, like, everyone's laughing about it, and it's, like, a big joke. And I'm like, why are bugs a joke and funny from one developer, but they're like crucifying other developers for doing the exact same thing, which is shipping a game with bugs?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. It's a tough one. I think, like, there's also the discourse, like the current discussion about games. And I think, like, Gollum, unfortunately, like Tears of the Kingdom, has that like 1 week in the spotlight. And even Redfall, for that, we had this chat. I don't know if you and I talked about this with Redfall.
We
but
didn't,
like,
but yeah, Redfall's another, that was about a month ago, right?
Redfall's going to get fixed, but is Redfall going to have its second time in the sun? Probably not. I don't think it'll be a Sea of Thieves situation, in the sense that it'll get its second chance at sort of being highlighted.
No. I read that article that we're going to talk about today, and it very much looks like a problem in overall game direction, as opposed to just it shipped with bugs, but there's a great game to be had here. So But yeah, we can talk about that later.
I think I'm going to skip the mini this, or push the mini out this week, because I have not had time to play the game I said I would play. There's a joke. Oh, Ryan's going to play 5 minutes of Trails every 2 weeks and he'll be done in 60 years. And I'm like, I do want to play more than five, and I'll probably include parts of this too. I do want to play more than 5 minutes every 2 weeks. It's just, I forget. And then it's Friday and I'm like, oh,
crap.
I should play that game. So next week, and I will play today so that next week I've played more than 5 minutes. So there you go.
You need to put a calendar reminder in so that you don't forget what you need to play every week.
I have, like, my brain needs to be organized in a way where I have lists and notes, and I have a very Ryan system of keeping track of everything. Like, I have a note in my notepad, my Mac Notes app, I guess, for each podcast. And I will, like, as I'm prepping for each, I will take notes in them. And I've gotten in the habit of when I'm playing Trails is like, oh, if I get to a beat, I'll like do voice dictation to like, okay, this is what happened. And then I will use that when I record the mini. But yeah, I need to set a reminder to not play on Friday, but maybe play at least start looking at it on Thursday. So
yeah,
I don't sometimes include the game I have to play as prep to me is like setting up the notes. So, and yeah, then I leave a big play the game in the notes. And sometimes, like right now, I have finished the prologue. I have not done that yet, Ryan.